The ABC and the roof leak.
Oh, Jimmy, you
be. Mr. Thomas, what are you doing on that horse?
It makes you look taller.
So, Al, you're worried about your height.
Wouldn't you be?
Yep.
I go 6 foot 6, and I'm 5 foot.
When we meet,
we look silly.
Won't you meet on the side of a hill? Now then, which one of you steaming over wants to read the next line?
Me.
Mimi, a man called Mimi? The moment old Bob Menzies leaves the country, this is what happens? Now, Mercy, what happened? Now, read this next line.
Right. Clothes.
That was a clothesline, folks.
Tonight, the ABC, DFHD, and I, and by I mean myself, personally, present a story found embedded in the sole of a Sydney Dutchman's sock entitled...
King's Cross, East Berlin of Australia.
Thank you, little Egypt. It was 1962 in England, but still only 1916 and 10 seconds in Australia. Such was the difference between these two great international bankrupts. Yes. To ease the tension, the Australian government had just passed a bill extending the hours of drinking to 6 foot 3.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, I suggest we continue with the business on hand.
So be it. The Prime Minister will now answer questions.
Mr. Brown, got a matter.
Yeah, well, I'll answer that a little bit later, if I may. Any more?
I look so sorry, old people, and then...
No, I'm going to lower their ages.
Yeah, that's
fine. I think I should mention an urgent telegram that I received last month, posted the previous year. It says...
We are the people of the King's Cross, sir. We want to join a common market with England. What's the matter down there? Now, look, if you're going to reply to this letter, we are going to declare ourselves a republic. Sign the people, keep a papa, 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 republic with a smaller piece.
Who's in charge of this new republic?
No one, it appears, eh?
If it gets around that people can do without politicians, we'll all be out of a job.
Will I see you?
Look, I told you, Mr. Violet, I'm coming to that.
Mr. Prime Minister, as Minster has coughed in babies, perforated tissues, I say we should get King's Cross of stone
now. All right, yes. Right now, then let's have a vote. All in favor, close your eyes.
Right.
All against, point to your nose. Well, the eyes have it.
Now count.
There were two eyes for every one nose.
That night, in the privacy of his Australian trousers, the Prime Minister made a vital state-assisted Fourpenny telephone call to the Cross, where their foreign secretary was studying important letters.
Hey? B? C? Oh, that's enough for today. We'll soon be Prime Minister. Ha, ha, ha. Now, where's that letter from my mother? See, now, here we are. I drew a custard in a face. Oh, blast, I've broken my glasses.
That's all right. You give it to me. I'll read it for you. It says, Dear Eccles, I've broken my clock. Could you please write and tell me the time? Signed, Mom.
I better answer that right away. Dear Mother, the time is exactly 3 o'clock.
What's the matter? You mad? How do you know that letter will get to her at 3 o'clock?
See, do not open this letter until 3 o'clock. There. Oh, that's fun. Answer that phone.
Which phone?
That one.
Oh, hello?
Are you BX079?
No, I'm Echo. Foreign Secretary of King's Cross. Nice day for a diplomatic bag. Hello?
This is the Prime Minister of the New South Wales, speaking.
He usually is.
Who's your Prime Minister?
Well, we change him every day, you know. It keeps him fresh. Now, it's for you.
Oh, hello. It's the Prime Minister, people, Papa, double, Papa, Papa, double, to the small feet still. Hello.
Good. I want you to listen very carefully.
I'm all ears.
No, it is perfect. Unless you revert to Australian mandate, we're going to send you an ultimatum.
Jacob, do you know what's the matter?
They're
going to send us an ultimatum.
Where are we going to put it?
Next to the old one.
Oh, a two-seater.
Hello? Where do we send it?
You send it to me.
How do you spell that?
M-E.
M-G.
No. What's the matter, you? M for Mary, G for Gordon.
Mary Gordon. That's a funny name for a man.
Not in the King's Cross. Heckles!
What?
Heckles!
Yep.
Before Australia declares war, we must blow up a Parliament House in the Canberra.
Blow up Canberra? We'll get them right in the middle of the recess.
That's a good idea, yes. Now, what we need is another, a guy of Fox.
I know a fellow called Knivesen.
Knivesen Fox?
Knivesen
Fox. What a splendid name! And what a lousy part.
They really love.
All right, come. We go see him, huh?
Right. It wasn't far.
Now, I'll wake up. What's cooking?
Nothing. Always smell like it.
Hey, are you Mr. Nigel Fox, the terrible pun?
Yes, come in. You must excuse the mess. Only we got the liberals in.
Oh.
Do you want to blow up a federal parliament?
Right. The best time to blow it up is when they're all asleep.
That's the daytime. Yeah.
I'll put a small contact bomb under the speaker seat. When he sits down, the 2 points make contact. Canberra, here I come, and there you go. Gussie, mystery music.
You can tell he's never read any thrillers, can't you?
Despite a cloak of secrecy and a pair of anonymous trousers, the Australian Secret Service managed to get wind of something.
Who's been eating garlic?
No one. No one's been eating it. We've just captured a piece of it near King's Cross. Don't.
Hey, it's
ferocious. Oh, yes, it is. Cross send out packs of wild garlic at night, you know. It's hell, I tell you, folks. They go and hide in the bushes, and young courting couples can fake each other.
Let me go! Let me go!
This way, you devilish King's Crossian.
Take your dirty hand off my studio! Get away!
Silence when you speak to me.
Turtle!
I caught this man listening at the keyhole of my handcuff.
Let me go, or I'll say who's worse. Bloomers! Old lady's knees. Long, stringy drawers. High socks and low ankles.
Oh, behavior.
And other certain things. Only obtainable by
just
the
behavior,
sir. Title.
We'll have you incarcerated.
What?
Oh. I don't know what it means, but it sounds dangerous, folks.
What's your name?
I can't remember. I've got a bad memory.
Have you taken anything for it?
Castor oil.
Does that make you remember?
I'll say.
There, what's your name?
Castor Oil.
Yeah. Listen, Oil.
Oil, be with you in that book. What?
Are you aware of any political organization that's working for the overthrow of the government?
Overthrow of the government? Yes.
What's it called?
The Labour Party.
Last week when I was in London, the federal parliament house was blown up by King's Cross. Where are we going to go when it rains, mate? How about Thomas Stewart School, huh? Now, the second destruction must be that of the Crossonian. I have no choice but to inform them that as from midnight, we are at war with King's Cross.
Cut him!
You must be a spy.
Not like a full of mint.
I'm a mint spy.
Under an off-white flag of truce, Eccles accompanied the Australian ambassador through the crossing tram line.
Mr. Prime Minister, oh dearie me, Eccles and the Australian ambassador have just arrived by bus.
I have been asked to hand you this note. Who has from midnight the Tint Thompson Tonks of Australia is at war with King Cross.
The Tint Thompson Tonks? That will be in 7 Prime Minister's time.
Right. Let's synchronize 5 minutes.
At once, at once.
In 3 seconds, it will be exactly Bob Menzies.
Oh. That's strange. I make it in 2 Prime Minister's time past Winston Churchill.
My Prime Minister must be close.
Then you'd better get a new one. Oh, dearie me. End of speech and unquote.
Goodbye.
Look, how can we fight Australia? We only got the 3,000 men and the 1 rifle.
We can take turns. Here, fancy him declaring war at this time of night. I might have been on my honeymoon.
Hey, what's the matter? But you're not to marry.
Oh, do you have to be? I mean, my mum and dad said to me... Ow, don't hit me! Why, don't hit me!
Please. Remember, there might be married children listening.
Now, will you all take your prearranged positions for the King's Cross crisis for... Patang!
Within a week, the war had broken out in all directions.
Bang it went, and on several occasions, bang, bang, bang. It was in all the papers.
To cope with this, England, as usual, sent high-ranking idiots to help Australia lose the war.
Gentlemen, you may smoke, all of you. I am Brigadier Fumbling Grope, VC and Pin Limited. My ADCOM, Captain Charlie Munro here, and I, we have been sent here to help shorten the war by 3 feet 6 inches.
Wars are being worn shorter this year.
Just above the knee. Very daring. My dear fellow, short wars all the way. It appears that the King's Crossians raid on Sydney are endangering the roof of the Sydney Opera House with certain seagulls.
Let them come, sir.
Yes.
England, you have 7 feet through. Let the 4 corners of the earth come, and we will shock them. Once more into your breaches, dear friends, or wall is filled up with our English stud. In truth, there's nothing so common as a man sound as the horse of a songer. England, my island home. Kapoor!
Captain Parson, I'm putting you under arrest.
What for?
Overacting.
Captain Haley McFuckloff, tell the people all.
Aye, sir. Gentlemen of sunny Australia, I want you all to listen to this military record. You can all come out now. What you heard was a recording of the Battle of Tobruk.
You mean they actually recorded a battle?
Aye. Not one, but every battle that the Australians have had. Well, you may murmurs, but one of the recordings has been captured by the Crossians.
Yes. Unfortunately, it's the record of the only defeat Australia has ever suffered. Oh, yes. It's the Eureka Sausage.
Aye. Every day, the King's Cross Radio is playing that defeat, punctuated with laxative commercials and raspberries.
Oh. Oh, Chip Bradley, how he must have suffered. Sir. It's a man saying, sir. Sir.
And it's strapped to the leg of a carrier pigeon.
Message in pigeon English, sir. Let me see. Oh, dear. No. Never. How dare you? I said, well, I'm afraid I can't tell you what's in this message.
Why not?
I can't read.
Well, You can sing?
Yes, of course I can sing. The King's Crossian.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have surrounded the Woy-Woy radio station. And are using it to play our defeat record.
We must march to the relief at once. Echoes, form forward.
Let's see him do that on television.
From the right number.
Move it over to me. I can't count.
What? Just say one.
One? Is that counting?
Aye.
Frankly, that I don't count. One. 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 My good man. This will make my bank manager at Woy-Woy look up. Wow. I'll go in there tomorrow morning and I'll say, hello. Hello, my man. I'll say, what do you want, Cobra? You say to me. Okay, Mr. Manager, I'll say, I want to draw a certain money. How much, you say? One, I'll say. I want one money. Ho, ho.
Here, wait a minute.
Is one a big number?
Well, it's got Bob Menzies in.
Oh.
Here comes Big Clap.
Right.
One man is enough, sir.
Of course not. We'll follow behind with another man. Immediately after this woman, of course. And for my next song.
Thank you, Mr. Isware. I'll arrange your treatment later. Now, part seven. We join the 3rd Australian Peace Regiment under its Colonel Eric Bone as they march up Hawkesbury Bridge. This, he believes.
Yes. We marched into the railway tunnel to cut the King's Cross into supply lines. Wasn't our day, that's all. Or our evening, for that matter.
Never mind, men. We have here an enlarged photograph of an enlarged gramophone needle.
Yes, yes, yes.
What we have here, the actual needle used by the Crossians to broadcast our defeat record. It was photographed by reconnaissance planes.
How did they get so low?
They walked. Men, that gramophone needle must be destroyed.
I don't see voice.
Oh, well, not from here, you can't. I want 3 volunteers named Echoes to destroy it.
I can't go. I've got a broken leg.
How'd you do that?
I got a big hammer and I went whack! How about that, Kenny?
Well, you can hop.
Okay.
Yes. Now, how about you then, McCary Fumble Humble?
Me? Oh, think of me poor old gray-haired dying grandmother.
What about her?
Why don't you send her?
You're a lot of yellow-livered, no good, spineless, cowardly scum.
A second, Dexter.
I have no option. I'm sending all 3 of you, mainly because you're all single. Any questions?
Yeah. Marry me.
Sorry, I promised to turn your birth sex.
Murder.
On the right, number 1, 2, 1.
Yes. I can tell.
1, 1. Now let's check our bearings. 1, 2, 3. That's 1 each. I'll try and make them last.
Right. Every man should have a military bearing.
But these are civilian bearings.
Of course, we're in disguise.
Oh. Now, put on this gramophone record of a map.
Right.
As I thought, we're marching up a road.
Look out! That fool, he was driving on the wrong side of the record.
Get anybody hurt?
I am. He's crippled my blurzum.
What? Quick! Put on a gramophone record of a doctor.
Right.
Not in.
He must be aware of another record.
Never mind. I think we're within a stone's throw of the Cortez radio station. We've got a drunken sentry up on the wall.
Where's my umbrella?
How are we going to cover 300 yards of open country?
What about a nice red carpet? I think that if we had a nice... And so we arrived by train.
Now remember.
I remember.
I'll knock. As soon as the door's open, we all pretend to be Christmas carols in there.
Like carols.
Hello! Hey, what's going on here, huh?
We three kings of Orient. We two kings of Orient. Nowhere.
You coward!
That's it, I'm no coward.
Mad dogs and English winter murderers. That's it! Are you mad?
That's what they're saying.
Look, Christmas ain't for 6 months.
6 months? My calendar must be slow.
Well, come in. I tell you, go to 17th of June, 1914, the calendar.
1914? Oh, that's gone.
Sure, that's all right, but suppose it comes back. Are you ready for it?
Oh, it won't come back.
Ah, what's the matter, huh? Of course it'll come back. Look, look. What a day was it six days ago?
Thursday.
That's all right. And what's tomorrow?
Thursday.
Yeah, you see, huh? Thursday comes back again. The days to come back, the months come back, and so the years are about to come back. They just to take longer.
By Jiminy, he's right, folks. By Jiminy, he's right. Well, don't that happen here? If I buy all those old 1914 calendars, when it comes back again, I'll have cornered the market. Okay, I'll buy them. Here's one, mummy. I'll just sit here and wait for 1940. I'm sitting on top of the world. Oh, I'm having fun. I'm having fun. I got one mummy. I got the calendar in 1940.
Jolly good.
Oh.
Did that rather well, especially that little bit of sting at the end, don't you think?
Yes, I will, sir.
While Mr. Eccles is waiting, the Australian Secret Service was suddenly overwhelmed by a sudden sound effect.
Ruth, call Lover Duck. It's a brick face. Blimey.
Of course, this is all character stuff.
A brick, yes. With a telephone tied to it. Hello? Hello?
Hello? This is Agent X. Here, mate. I managed to smuggle myself into the bedroom with the prime monster of King's Cross.
Look, how did you manage to get into the bedroom?
I disguised myself as a sheepdog.
Good heavens! Your disguise must be nearly perfect.
It's a little too perfect, mate.
Why?
They're taking me to the vet tomorrow.
At dawn, after that laughter, the Australians marched on King's Cross.
They had us coming.
While this life and death struggle for laughs was going on, the trailing commandos had entered the Woy Woy radio station control room.
Is that you, the new Echo?
You're the new.
Where are you, the new?
I'm in the new piano, the new. I'm hiding.
Don't be silly. Hiding's been dead for years.
Help me out. I'm disguised as a piano string.
Which one?
I don't know. Try banging a few.
No.
That's not me.
Me.
That's me. Grab hold and pull. That's better.
And keep the dynamite. Right,
that's here.
Now, stuff it up this gramophone.
My needle.
Like this. That's it. Someone's coming. Quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Prime Minister of Australia. I'm here to tell you that this radio station has been liberated by the Australians. The war is over. Now will you all stand while I play this record of the national anthem?
You ever had the feeling you've done something wrong?
By Jove, I do, but they finished. Good night.
ABC radio type publication with Jim Gussie and the ABC dance band and the voice of lyric soprano Patricia Ridgway. Reporters were Michael Coolcat Einstall, John Hewitt, Paul Westerman, Rick Hutton and Al Thomas. Their destinies guided by idiot-in-chief Spike Milligan. Wielding the blue pencil, our producer John McLeod, effects John McGraw and Jim McLeod, control operator Sid Butterworth and Dale Surtees, special music Rupert Dumbriel and Arthur Peter Young. We'll be going to press at the same time next week with the Idiot Weekly, so make sure of your copy by placing an order now with your newsagent.